U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has approved a 20-year ban on new mining claims in Montana near Yellowstone National Park. The move extends a temporary ban first put in place by President Obama in 2016. With me to talk about the decision is Ani Kameenyui, Legislative Director for the National Parks Conservation Association. And Ani, were you surprised by this move?
To be quite honest, I was not surprised. Secretary Zinke has been supportive of the effort to ban mining near our nation's first national park for several years. He was supportive of the effort when he was a member of Congress. And in fact, mostly I think what we're pleased with is the consistency around his position. This has been something that he has been supportive of from his nomination hearings and conversations through his first almost 2 years, or I guess 18 plus months in office. So while it is in many ways not in keeping with a lot of the other work going on under his leadership, I'm not particularly surprised that for his home state, he did right by Yellowstone National Park.
Well, so what's different between Yellowstone and some of the other national parks, including the Grand Canyon, that the Trump administration is seemingly more interested in allowing mining to happen nearby?
It's a great question. If we knew the answer to that, I think we'd be very wealthy and important people. That's sort of one of the many questions about the decision-making process with this administration that I think is challenging, that there is not necessarily a formula. I will say that the decision to withdraw acreage near Yellowstone National Park was a process that was obviously started several years before this secretary. And it also is a joint decision with Forest Service. So there, you know, like many mining withdrawals, there are pressure points from various constituencies and from various agencies. And so I think that that creates an opportunity for diverse stakeholders to weigh in. In terms of what makes them different, you know, I wouldn't dare speculate on exactly why Secretary Zinke is supportive of this and the withdrawal at Yellowstone versus the Grand Canyon. But the obvious difference is one is in his home state and one is not. And there are some consistencies around his decision making and interests when it comes to Montana. And there are, you know, a handful of examples of that. And it's understandable, but I think it is disappointing in the context of positioning the administration appropriately when it comes to development near national parks.
So I guess in the scheme of things, how big of a win is this for a group like yours? I mean, this is obviously not legislation. It's not necessarily a permanent solution. Mm-hmm. How mm-hmm. significant do you think it is?
I do not want to underestimate or undervalue the work it takes to do this. It's a terrific win. I think it sends a really strong signal, most importantly, perhaps to mining industry that's interested in pursuing efforts like this. And while we did not see the same support from the administration when it comes to the Grand Canyon, I think the Supreme Court spoke loud and clear about whether or not they value the withdrawal. So through one way or another, I think that the consistency with which, at least in these cases, we're saying, you know, mining near national parks is not okay, I think in that way, it's a huge win. I think there is more to lose in this case, if we weren't able to maintain the withdrawal. So it's a little bit of the icing on the cake to have it be finally successful.
Do you anticipate that yours and other groups will try to push to make this permanent in some way?
Yes, most definitely. 20 years goes fast in the world of public lands, and we've been really happy to be supportive of the legislation that's in both the House of Representatives and in the Senate, from Mr. Tester in the Senate and, of course, from Mr. Gianforte in the House. That bill in both chambers has passed out of their respective committees with, you know, glowing success. So we are very hopeful to see a permanent withdrawal come through Congress, ideally before 2019.
Do we have a sense of how much gold or other minerals might actually be under the ground in this area?
One of the challenges with this proposal was exactly that question. The exploration necessary to get at some of those answers was, in some of the area that was withdrawn, going to be incredibly logistically challenging. There is part of this withdrawal that is not flat land. You know, these are craggy mountain peaks and areas that were going to require helicopter activity and some pretty invasive, potentially horizontal drilling to get at that answer. There wasn't an absolute sense of how much gold was under there, which is often true of mining exploration, right? It's part of the reason why there are many, many stake claims and many fewer actually active mines around the country. It's very easy to stake a claim. It's much more difficult to actually develop a claim.
Ani Kame-Nyui is legislative director for the National Parks Conservation Association.